Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into the third and final hour of this worldwide transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. Of course, our big top story today, Homeland Security funds installation of white boxes that can track population of entire city. But the police in the video report said we're not doing it. Well, we got the 100-plus page internal directive And the internal contract, not the synopsis of the contract. And it is in our story at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. And it goes over the whole thing, exclusive Snowden-level documents reveal stealth DHS spy grid, police caught in lie. We should probably add the police have been caught in a major lie. NSA puts out a national system. This is going on national, not just there, to like grab all your data and steal it. And this is just so big. And it's illegal. Totally illegal. The police, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you've heard about courts striking them down, grabbing your cell phone and downloading the stuff without a warrant. Now they don't care. They just grab it all right there while you walk down the street, track your location, kill your cell phone if they want. That's been programmed into all the new droids and into all the new Foxconn slave devices, loving Trinity mass suicide devices. What are they called? iPhones. Al Gore's on the board, so it makes it okay. If you're not for Chinese folks jumping off suicide nets and having forced abortions at the death camp, you are racist against Al Gore. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, all hail Al Gore. We already had Bill Clinton join us earlier. Now I can do it, Al Gore. It's a good deal, Larry. Can't do it as good as I can do Clinton. NAFTA and GATT are a good deal. It's almost like a Thurston Howell voice, but it's southerner. It's like a Thurston. I just, you know, wanted the cat look. It's like I mean, if you saw Al Gore at a bar sitting next to you, you'd think, you know what you'd think. I mean, you know, it's like you think hide your wallet immediately. He would be the type that, well, you know, you'd go hang out with him and he'd stab you in the eye with an ice pick at the end of it, you know. So, look, the whole point is, ladies and gentlemen, Al Gore is loving, and Al Gore cares about you, and I agree with all the Hollywood people we should pay his company Gore and Blood, not Blood and Gore. It's actually called Gore and Blood. His partner's name is Blood. You should pay him billions a year to drive your car, have energy. That proves you care about things and the polar bears that can't swim. And I apologize that I don't want to pay a global tax while ignoring all the real environmental crises going on. I agree. We should pay all our money to Al Gore. And we should pay all our money to Obama. He's also in the climate exchange. He doesn't get as big a cut as a big insider like Al Gore. But he does up at the Chicago Mercantile get a slathering slice, big, juicy slice of the cake. And again, if you're against suicide nets, if you're against all his scams, you are racist. Okay, I need to stop thinking about Al Gore right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just thinking about him and Lindsey Graham and what great leaders they are and how much I care about them. And I'm jealous that I'm not like Al Gore, a giant, bloated, demonic con artist of total fraud who defiles the public and lives in giant mansions while he tells you you shouldn't be able to live in anything bigger than 200 square feet so you can pay him more money. I love parasites. I love frauds. I love scam artists. I love the NSA raping me of my privacy. And I love the cancer viruses and the vaccines. And I love the tyranny. Now, this was the Man-Bear-Pig. Okay. Man-Bear-Pig cares about everybody. And I'm trying to hold back the progress of this loving leader who cares about us and the children. Now, see, that's part of the fairness doctrine coming back. From time to time, I will balance the previous things I've said, the veritas, with the baloney toss.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
TheUltimateKnife.com presents the Fox Karambit Knife. This amazing knife is built for utility and defense purposes. Based on 6th century Indonesian design, the Fox Karambit Knife utilizes a patented Emerson waved feature that allows for true one-handed operation. Less than 3 inches in length, it deploys faster than a switchblade, yet has no springs. Italian-made craftsmanship is finally available here in the U.S. Knives of this caliber can cost up to twice as much and could take up to a year to order, but we have them available right now. And as legislation in the U.S. continues to add pressure to take away our rights to bear arms, you need a backup defense tool that's even faster than a handgun. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Call 888-541-4446. That's 888-541-4446. The Fox Karambit Knife, truly the best knife you'll ever own. Available only at theultimateknife.com. Again, that's theultimateknife.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are roaring into the third hour on this Tuesday, the 12th day of November, 2013 transmission. The head of the Veritas project, Project Veritas, whose site has crashed right now, will be joining us. James O'Keefe will be coming on the transmission at the bottom of the hour, and we have the video. He destroyed the Obama Socialist Globalist Organization, ACORN, that was getting billions a year. By going into multiple locations and showing them agreeing to help him run underage prostitution rings and how to abscond from the law with stuff that should be illegal and should be very illegal. Keep your hands off kids. And he's been sued, attacked, but defeated it all, arrested by the feds, by the states. He's going to be joining us because this new video is the new ACORN-type groups, the Navigator groups, just come out in New York, felony groups that have been caught taking money. This is another group he went into, saying, oh, we basically lie to people. You know, we lie to folks about Obamacare. So that is coming up. We're joined right now by Larry Klayman, of course, who helped get the move towards impeaching Clinton going. And he heads up ReclaimAmericaNow.net and Freedom Watch USA. And he also writes for WorldNet Daily. And he just continues to break huge stories constantly. I wanted to get him on about, just for like 10, 15 minutes, about any other big breaking stories he's working on. Is the intel correct out of Forbes and Washington Times that it's imminent impeachment hearings of the Attorney General for lying about Fast and Furious and protecting the money laundering at the big banks? I wanted to ask him about that. His move to get impeachment of Obama going with a lot of top speakers. We're going to get into that with him. And then just talk about the whole state of the craziness that everything that he and I, who were informed, would talk about 15, you know, 16, 17, 18 years ago is now just mainstream. But there's the weird paradox of it's all out in the open now, but the establishment doesn't get in trouble. So it's that weird point of they either go ahead and start getting in trouble, or the fact that it's exposed is almost worse, because then it sets the precedent for all the other criminals in government to say, hey, nobody's stopping us. Let's go crazy. So it's a real paradox we're in. Larry Klayman, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex. It's my pleasure.
I said a lot there in that two-minute intro. What do you want to tackle first?
Well, what I want to tackle is the state of where we are as a country. And if we can encapsulate it, basically we're sinking faster than a rock. We've come forward. This is what I said at the Veterans Memorial 3 weeks ago. You know, we've declined quicker in 237 years than it took Rome over 2,000 to do. And it's happened just in the last three administrations in particular, dealing particularly with Clinton and with Obama. Bush, you know, in my view, didn't do a very good job, but at least he wasn't trying to destroy the country. But the bottom line here is that the American people need to rise up. We can see what's happening with Obamacare now. You know, the Republicans could have blocked it. They didn't want to block it because they wanted an election issue in 2008 and 2012. Now they're using it 2014 and 2016. We have no leadership. We can't reduce the budget deficit. We have people overseas that are dying because the rules of engagement favor Muslim jihadists over our own people, and the Republicans watch and they see this guy Obama, who is, in my view, a Muslim, you know, furthering his own creed over there. And, you know, it's out of control. So we need to rise up, and we want to do it peacefully and nonviolently. We have put together a coalition, first time in modern history, that all these conservative and libertarian groups have come together. We realize we have to, as Benjamin Franklin said, all hang together or separately, we're all hang. And we're going to be in front of the White House. We got a permit, believe it or not. I think they were scared of us and gave it to us. They didn't want the controversy of not giving it to us. And we're going to be in front of the White House on the 19th of this month, November, beginning at 10 a.m., We want everybody to come. It's not discretionary. It's mandatory. If you love this country, come to Washington. Look at our website, ReclaimAmericaNow.net. ReclaimAmericaNow.net. We need your support in every respect, and we need to rise up. As Jefferson said, our great third American president, founding father, and the guy who drafted the Declaration of Independence primarily, when the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there's tyranny.
Well said, Larry. And again, you guys having this rally won't save the world. This radio show today won't save the world. But all of us resisting, speaking out, saying no, doing the right thing, taking care of our families, being honorable, that is what is going to save civilization. And again, I was a giant critic of George W. Bush and was called a communist in the news because I didn't like what was going on. And I've got to say, Bush never tried to ship General Motors to China, and even the worst neocons didn't do stuff. I mean, with Obama, it is Cloward and Piven, wreck the country, socialize it, and I guess the establishment really is trying to use a communist model to take over. I'm not saying they're communists. They're offshore crony capitalist kleptocrats on record. But the Obama gang really fundamentally hates America, hates freedom, and you can see what they're doing. I mean, my gosh, the new Army training manuals, I've had, you know, top officers on about it, saying George Washington wouldn't be welcome in the military and don't be a Christian, or it's, you know, anti-terrorism law, don't give money to the Tea Party, but they won't say Major Hassan was an extremist or was terrorism. I mean, Larry, cannot believe how evil Obama and his supporters are.
No, truly. I mean, we we've got a tyrant in the White House. We're going to be reading a kind of a Declaration of Independence at Reclaim America on November 19th. Because if you read the Declaration of Independence, it's exactly identical to the situation we have today. And, you know, we've put a few new things in there in terms of what we're demanding. And we want his resignation, and we want Boehner's resignation, and we want McConnell's resignation. We want them to go. And we have to begin the process of showing the American people that we have our own fate in our own hands. And we have to rise up. And this is not just the beginning. It's not the end. And we will succeed in the end. But we need to show force. And, of course, it will be televised, I'm sure, all over the place. But I invite you, Alex, to come, too, if you can, and speak. I would love to have you.
Oh, wow.
If you will do that, and get some of your other radio talk show hosts to come as well. But you're fantastic. We need people like you because you say it as it is. You don't mince words. We don't have time to shade it right now. And the Republican Party are the enablers of Obama because they just roll over. We've invited a number of people to this event, Tea Party Republicans. No one's coming. You know why? Congress. You know why? Because no one wants to stick their neck out. They just want to go on Fox News and pontificate and beat their chest. When it comes down to being down there with the people, they're nowhere to be found.
Well, that's because they're intimidated by all the IRS stuff and the persecution. That's the reason we've all got to stand together or hang separate. You give in to the tyrant, they win. You go past the fear, they fall. And again, there are moves in Congress, and I want to get your take on that, to start impeaching Holder. That could lead to Obama when it comes out. He gave the orders on the persecution of Tea Party, pro-life, you name it. But this is how big things happen, is small beginnings. And the attitude is impeach Obama. I mean, if we tried to impeach Clinton over lying, which we should have for a lot of other reasons, we've got to go after Obama, or it sets a precedent to do anything in the future.
You know, Obama's committed umpteen scandals. He makes Clinton look like a Boy Scout, okay? But this Obamacare thing, lying to the American people about that, out of there. But you're never going to impeach him, you see, and that's why the American people need to rise up. And I don't mean this in a racist sense, not at all. You can't impeach a white guy. How are you going to impeach a black guy? It's not going to happen. So we have to rise up, and we have to show force here.
I understand. So you're saying we want him to resign, then, is what you're going for.
We're going for resignation. Yeah. And look, it happened to Nixon. He had to leave town. And, you know, Nixon is a superhero compared to this guy. My God, he wasn't a traitor. George W. Bush wasn't a traitor. This guy's a traitor. He's anti-American. I mean, we got to call it what it is. He's ready to sell Israel out. The French had to step in to stop that with Iran. You know, thank God for the Socialist Party in France, which has a foreign minister who happens to be Jewish, Laurent Fabius. Otherwise, we'd have a deal with Iran that allows them to have nuclear weapons within a month. And Obama wants to rubber stamp that? He's anti-Christian. He's anti-Semitic. He doesn't care for anybody except the butter of the bread.
Well, there is no doubt funding al-Qaeda in Syria and the media covering up the mass slaughter of Christians. I mean, that is unprecedented. U.S. weapons and training to kill Christians. Why would they want to put al-Qaeda in charge of Syria?
You know, who knows what's in their mind? I do believe this in my heart. I didn't believe it at first. You know, when Obama was elected, I was hopeful. I was proud that the country could elect an African-American president. There are people speaking at our event are African Americans. They're my close colleagues and friends. I have great admiration for them, which Alan Keyes was president of the United States, for instance. But Obama, you know, he's someone who I believe in his heart, and of course under Sharia law, he is Muslim. His father was Muslim. He identifies with that, whether he practices that formally or not, and he's done everything he can to further Muslim interests throughout the world and to harm Israel.
Well, I think the issue is to help radical Islamic groups and attack moderate regimes. So it's just unbelievable. And you look at it, it's like whatever the worst possession is, whatever the most destabilizing position is, Obama's controllers like it. And it's a very, very dangerous strategy they're involved in. And Larry, I'll definitely have some camera people there. Who knows? I might come to the rally because we do need Obama.
We'd be honored, Alex. You know, you'd be great.
Well, let me give folks the website. It's reclaimamericanow.net. And tell folks again when it is.
November 19th, beginning at 10 a.m., right across from the White House. right in the belly of the beast, right there. And if Mr. O is there, he's going to hear what we have to say. If not, he'll see it on TV.
All right, good job. We'll get updates on it and maybe
able to... America.
Now.net. All right. Thank you very much, Larry Klein. We'll be back with more news. And then we've got the Veritas.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years, and in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
By the way, I know it's next Friday, so it's about 9 days away or so, 10 days away. But I will be up in Dallas next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for the 50th anniversary of the murder of John F. Kennedy. And I wasn't even going to go for the 50th anniversary. I grew up in Dallas. I've been to Dealey Plaza hundreds of times driving by it when I was a kid. 20, 30 times at events. I mean, we've already won the war on that. People know the government killed Kennedy. The shadow government did. And they try to prop the lie up. I mean, it's a joke. It's like a guy standing at a dam that's collapsed. And he's got one brick in his hand. Like he's holding the dam up and it's all just shooting past him. But I am going up there because it's a First Amendment issue. About a year ago, I pledged to go up there when they put out in the local paper that for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Friday's the 22nd, the anniversary, that no one is allowed into the huge Dealey Plaza Park complex overpass area, that only the school book museum that pushes the official story that a lone Easter bunny killed John F. Kennedy with magic bullets that it was firing out of its, well, you know what Easter bunnies do. That ridiculous story, they have, it's like a hop, you know, where the jelly beans come from. That's where the bullets came from. The point is it's, okay, a leprechaun did it. It's totally made up. It's a fairy tale. They said no one's allowed to be in there except people that agree with the official story. And if you buy a ticket, which they selectively gave to people. So it's going to be our enemies, basically. People there knowingly pushing the fraud, knowingly pushing the lie, a long line of Hollywood scum, traitors, operatives, you name it. So I'm calling on everyone, if you believe in the First Amendment, to be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday if you can. But regardless, Friday, we'll put out an article in the next few days with their itinerary, their days. And we're going to do stuff like, and we'll announce it via Infowars.com that day, probably Thursday night and then Friday again. I'll be at the corner of X and Z. And we haven't picked it yet. And I'll be there handing out big signs, sandwich boards, thousands of page print-offs with basic JFK facts. I will be there. You'll meet me. And we will hand out to activist info so you can just walk around with these signs exposing what's going on. And believe me, it will absolutely freak out the system. It will freak them out big time. So we're going to use the fact that they're trying to violate the First Amendment in my hometown to do this. And in my experience, the Dallas police, they all know Kennedy was killed by the government. They know because they were involved in it. They're not stupid. I know Dallas police, by the way. I've had family that was connected to the Dallas police and growing up hearing that they killed Kennedy. I mean, they all knew about it. Not that they killed Kennedy, but that the police knew about it. So by knowing about it, doing nothing, they became accessories. I mean, it's just well known. It's like a joke in Dallas, folks. I've been on airplanes with, like, famous people, but off record. It wasn't even off record, but it's so creepy. They told me this stuff. They're just like, yeah, grew up on the ranch. They trained to kill him. And I'm sitting there talking to, like, famous people's lawyer. It's just like, I mean, living here, it is a complete joke. It was like I told New York Magazine, I decided to talk to them yesterday. They were making jokes about me thinking the government killed Kennedy. Because if they laugh at me, that means they're intellectual. And I told the guy, I said, listen, I had family that grew up in Dallas and dated one of LBJ's known hitmen. I mean, this is the kind of stuff. I have grown up around this. And it's just so incredibly frustrating to sit here. I mean, I've got friends that are related directly to the LBJ family. You name it. I mean, it's just... I've got family in Dallas and Austin. Can you put two and two together, ladies and gentlemen? And it is not a big secret around here, but it's not a secret to you. 90%+ know exactly what is going on. And we're going to be there, and I'm calling on thousands of people. Come to Dallas. They got great museums. They got great aquariums. I mean, that's what I may even bring my wife and kids, the more I think about it. Bring them up, hotel, maybe we'll go up Wednesday night, Thursday, I don't know. And then they can go, you know, the King Tut exhibit or whatever they've got, and they can go do this or that. And then I can go out and protest a few hours each day and do my live broadcast up there. We'll do some special broadcast Saturday from the hotel room. It'll just be PrisonPlanet.tv, nightly news only. We'll do some special event for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But it's just really important to let them know that, oh, you don't want us here? Well, we're coming. You see, because they're scared of the truth, and they should be. Well, so peaceful demonstrations up there. We protest the Fed all the time up there. And, you know, my back sore from the cops patting me on it so much. So Dallas police are pretty good overall. So it's going to be a good event. We'll see you up there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, you saw the horror of Akron. Armies getting millions of dollars of taxpayer money to siphon it and launder it back into the Communist Party USA, a.k.a. Democratic Party. That is the takeover. The gutter-level communist and socialist allied with the foreign offshore banks into the U.S. Treasury, using our military for global domination while bankrupting the nation. And we are joined with major breaking news, one of the top stories right now on national television, like Fox News, thanks to DrudgeReport.com putting it out, and it's crashed their site. The Project Veritas site is ProjectVeritas.com, and James O'Keefe, its founder and head, joins us. But you can still go to InfoWars.com, where we have the YouTube video posted. It's also on the national review. And I have to brag. It was Kit Daniels months ago that first pointed out that these so-called navigator groups that are being pre-enrolled, many of them are known Acorn splinter groups, and it's come out in New York newspapers, you know, millions of dollars disappeared and criminal indictments and things like that. Now, this latest case happened in Dallas that he went to investigate, so it's a lot of different groups. But remember, he went into Acorn 3.5-4 years ago, and that brought down that organization. But again, it just reconstituted itself. And there were many other groups like it. That's what community organizing is basically just groups that hold on to government funds and want to keep the locals impoverished because that's their business. I mean, that's how they operate. And he went in and said, I've got underage sex slaves I want to run in America. Please help me. And they said, oh, we're here to help you. And so this is just an example of the type of stuff that the Veritas project or projectveritas.com engages in, and I won't go over his whole bio because most of you know who he is, but you've got to clearly say that if there is a bright center to libertarian, constitutional, common sense, really nonpartisan, real investigative muckraking journalism, that's why we sell his book at InfoWarsStore.com. It's James O'Keefe and the Project Veritas and the work that they engage in. In fact, there's several different sites. I have one here, ProjectVeritas.com, and then right here I have ProjectVeritas.org, but we'll ask him the best sites for people to visit, and we'll also talk about his book some. But wow, just looking at the work they've done is simply amazing. So James O'Keefe, thank you so much for coming on with us today. Most people know who you are, but I mean, recap this. Am I wrong in saying this is like Acorn Part 2?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Alex. This is a lot of these groups are local community groups which get federal money. They received a total of $67 million across the country, nationwide. And in fact, some of the money is going right to a group run by Acorn's highly controversial founder, a guy by the name of Wade Rathke, United Labor Unions and Southern University Networks in Texas. So we went to Texas, why did we go to Texas? Because they have the largest number of people uninsured, so they're doing a lot of enrolling into Obamacare, and we got these recipients, like in this case United Way, receiving hundreds of thousands of dollars in money just for these two offices we exposed, telling us to deceive the IRS, lie to the federal government, lie about our income, and it's just unbelievable what these people are saying when no one's looking.
Now, break down the latest thing that just broke today, what you were dealing with, the group that it is, particularly what Obama navigators are. I guess Satan navigates us to hell. They navigate us to Cloward and Piven collapse. Tell us what navigators are.
Navigators, according to the Department of Health and Human Services, will, quote, serve as in-person resource for Americans who want additional assistance in shopping for and enrolling in Obamacare exchanges, unquote. So the president was in Texas a couple days ago, and he said that if you can't get into the website, which nobody can, then you're going to go in person and talk to these so-called navigators. And they dish out millions of dollars to nonprofits and community organizations that have no experience in anything medically related. But these people get all this money to basically sign people up on the Obamacare. And we walked into these offices, and the video that we released this morning, we walked into one such office in Dallas, Texas, and said that we had an all-cash business and that we were smokers, and they basically told us to lie through our teeth, lie to the IRS, lie to the federal government, and forge information on our forms to get more Obamacare subsidies. Because if you make less money, you get more subsidies. So they're telling us to lie about our income so that we get more government benefits.
And this is the same story over and over again. The illegals in Austin, Texas, and Atlanta, Georgia, one house can get $89 million fake tax refunds, and no one gets in trouble because obviously there's organized criminal groups in the Democratic structure especially that are literally running mafia takeovers. Billions of dollars in fake tax refunds, and no one gets stopped, and they even tell employers now, enroll all your employees on food stamps on top of it. So this really is a plan to bankrupt the country.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the non-citizens, what we think that they're going to do, based on our research in Texas, is they're going to wait for those for amnesty to pass, and at that point in time, everybody will be signing up for Obamacare. But you know, you can commit perjury. You know, you could say that you are a citizen when you're not, and that's how people get registered to vote. Well, you know, we actually have them on tape, and this video that we released today, we have them on tape. Telling people lie in Texas, there's actually a statute that prohibits people from lying. It's I believe it's section chapter 37. There's a statute that prohibits perjury and other falsification. So these employees, these federally funded employees that we released today, could very well face a criminal indictment under chapter 37.
Well, I mean, look, everybody knows there's federal and state statutes on lying in documents for financial aid. I mean, there's a whole bunch of laws it violates.
This federal law, but even the state law, I mean, the perjury, it's just remarkable. At least this is people think that you're right-wing extremists. No, there's nothing right-wing about this. In fact, I mean, they're defrauding the federal government. They're defrauding the Health and Human Services because people that need the benefits can't get them, but you know, I make $60,000 or $70,000 a year, and they're telling me lie about your income. Say you make $15,000 a year. It's basically Medicaid and Medicare fraud.
And by the way, for those that don't know, I want you to continue. We're going to play a clip here in a moment of this new video you released today. That's national headlines, and we're very thankful you're here with us. James O'Keefe joins us, ProjectVeritas.com. But for folks that don't know, we're already bankrupt at current expenditures. If they bring in 30 more million illegals, if they keep having everybody be three or four welfare checks, we will go bankrupt. So let me ask you this question before we play the clip. What do you think the plan is? Because Obama's doubled the debt. Obama, and his, I mean, they really are trying to wreck the country. Do you agree with that?
Based on our video in Texas, it looks like not only are they, is there the money being wasted, but the video shows that the Enroll America people, the Obamacare people, are working with political action committees to turn Texas into a battleground state. They're turning it into a Democratic-run state by using the data they get from enrolling people for health care. That's illegal. That's immoral. That's wrong on so many levels. You can't implement a federal program and then use that to change the politics of the state, but that's exactly what they say they're doing, and it's in the video.
By the way, yeah, the whole video is up on InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com right now. Your site, unfortunately, is down. But expanding on that, my dad, for some reason, got on a Democratic Party mailing list. He's also on the Republican Party mailing list. He's more of a libertarian, but he gives to Republican, libertarian candidates. But somehow he got on a Democratic list because the company he worked for had given some money to a candidate years ago, and he was showing me this letter before he left town. When he gets back from town in a week, I'm going to try to get him on the show if he'll do it. And the letter said, come to our emergency training meeting. We're going to turn Texas blue, and we're going to use Obamacare to do it. This is our time forward, which is a socialist slogan. So, yeah, the head of the Democratic Party, as you know, yesterday said on CNN, we're going to use that they're not getting it as the reason to keep supporting us. So yes, they're making their move, and they will bring in enough foreigners and people in Texas to literally come take my guns. I mean, this is a group of pirates. So what's your take on that?
Well, I think that, you know, it's illegal for a 501c3 group, Enroll America, to give data to a political action committee. So what my take is that what we're going to do is we're going to expose it. We're gonna catch it on tape. We've already got this first video here, and we're gonna move on to the next series of videos that we're releasing. This has been a 3-month investigation. Project Veritas stuff is very expensive. It's very dangerous. We spend months out there doing it, but we got, Alex, about 200 hours of videotape of Battleground Texas, of Enrolled America, of Navigators, not only in Texas but elsewhere as well, telling us how to commit fraud. And I think what we need to do is outrage the American people and get the reactions from politicians, light a fire under them to a certain extent, and hopefully there'll be some change.
Well, for those that don't know, this is just so fundamental what's happening. Obama promised to create a national security force just as big and just as strong as our military. That's what he's doing with the Chicago urban organizer model. They cut off the resources, cut off the jobs, put everybody on welfare, and then to get the welfare, you've got to become a political action person, a literal political mercenary. Let's play part of this exclusive breaking video. Here it is.
Obamacare navigators that receive millions of dollars of federal taxpayer money telling applicants to lie about their health status.
Laugh as your premiums would be higher.
Okay. Obamacare navigators advising applicants that they always lie.
Don't tell them. Yeah, but don't tell them.
I always allow my...
Okay. Obamacare navigators counseling applicants how to defraud the federal government.
Making money on a cash basis.
Okay.
Don't get yourself in trouble by declaring it now.
Exactly.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
Okay.
But different with that other, just act as if that...
Okay.
Never report.
Days after President Obama thanked navigators in Dallas for signing people up on the new government-run healthcare exchange.
If people can't get through the website, people can apply in person if they've got committed folks who are out there helping people to sign up.
Okay.
Project Veritas heads to Texas to expose Obamacare navigator fraud.
There are a few navigators here in town.
I haven't been able to get anybody locked in.
Project Veritas in Texas.
Writing.
Mind if I put something on, Barkeep?
I've got my hat.
So we are Enroll America. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, nonpartisan organization.
What Enroll America does is it goes, we're running a campaign called Get Covered America.
We are right now in 11 states. Obviously, with Texas being the biggest because we have the most uninsured in the country. There are a few navigators here in town that received grants from the National.
All right, folks, it's powerful already, but we don't have time to get to the real meat of it. It's up on drudgereport.com, infowars.com. I tell you, go to Project Veritas, but their site is down from massive traffic right now. It's important to get this video and get it out everywhere because they will try to take it down. They will try to block it, but it's important to get the full video out there. And of course, Mr. O'Keefe doesn't go over the hell he's gone through, being sued, arrested, but always defeating it later. For telling the truth, he literally is walking point for everybody. But here's the issue. Notice, and I said this, I said the system will not work. I said, you watch, because the bill doesn't give you free health care, doesn't do all this. And then, of course, that's the plan, then send you to the community organizers who are Democratic operatives, and you have that on the video, you know, saying that they then hand it over to the Democrats, and you're literally being enrolled into the Democratic Party for the federal money. So this is just a mainlining of what they've always been doing, and then make the country socialist. Everybody will vote to take our guns and make us slaves. James O'Keefe, tell folks what else is on the video.
So, Alex, on the rest of the video, there's a video, a clip of these two offices, National Urban League, which get $400,000 in federal taxpayer money to sign people up for Obamacare in Texas, counseling our reporter who says he's a smoker. He says, just lie so that your premiums can be lower. That's a crime. You can't lie about your health status to the federal government. And then there's also video footage of Enroll America, which is a 501c3 group, sharing and cross-pollinating data with a political action committee called Battleground Texas. The purpose of Battleground Texas, in simple terms, is the term Texas blue, because these people think that Texas is a non-voting state. So if they just sign a lot of people up to vote, it'll turn into a Democratic state. They're using Enroll America and Obamacare as a mechanism to turn Texas into a blue
state. That's right.
State.
And Texans had better stop taking it for granted that we're safe and we're going to keep our guns and stuff. No, they have announced this is their target. They will break Texas. Go ahead.
So what we're going to be looking at in part two, and navigator fraud is bad. These are the ground troops, if you will, the people who sign people up. So it's very important we expose all these navigators, which we will do. But even more important than that is the leadership of Enroll America, and they have a project called Get Covered America, which is a project of Enroll America. This organization is getting data your medical data, your names, your telephone numbers, maybe even your social security numbers, and they're using that to get out the vote. They're using that for political purposes, which is a violation of your privacy, and it's against the law. And that's what we're going to be doing in the coming days. We're going to be releasing that tape.
Amazing. And you just released this. I would imagine you're getting silence from the state-run media, but what media is picking this up?
You know, right now it's on the top of Drudge Report, which is very helpful. It's, I mean, you know, Alex, they can try to censor me on the, you know, state-sponsored media all they want, but it's viral on Facebook. It's got 20,000 shares on Facebook. It's going insanely viral. Local media is on fire. The Dallas newspaper is reporting on it. The senator, both U.S. senators in Texas are commenting on it. The Attorney General's office in Texas is going to be issuing a statement shortly, according to one source. So they can try to, you know, censor me, which they've done for my whole life. But the fact of the matter is, once you get these government officials commenting and the workers may have to resign, there might be a criminal indictment. You know, as soon as that comes to pass, then we'll start releasing the next tape. And that's really how we infiltrate the mainstream media.
Well said. Come back with one more segment. James O'Keefe. Ladies and gentlemen, he, of course, is the founder and the head director of ProjectVeritas.com. Could not be a more hardcore, pro-liberty, pro-reality investigative journal group. You can see articles up at InfoWars.com covering it. Obamacare, the truth about navigators. And then it goes on to break down all the history of fraud.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
We travel so much. And having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. All right, final segment with James O'Keefe, and the transmission's over. We're going to have more on this tonight on the Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central, for viewers of InfoWarsNews.com. We're going to get a few final comments from James here in a moment and play a clip where they say it's our goal as a 501c3 to turn the state blue, whereas they go out and tell pro-lifers they can't even be Christian if they're 501c3. I mean, this is amazing, but here's some of the other articles on InfoWars.com right now. Exclusive, Snowden-level documents reveal stealth DHS spy grid tracking everything you do in real time. Amazing. And we have the whole PDF, all of it, has now been added to the story on InfoWars.com. Then continuing, this is linked on DrudgeReport.com, DHS funds installation of white boxes that can track population of entire city. Former NSA head argues that the government's secrecy is the same as personal privacy. Outrageous what's going on. It's a revolution of people in government allied with select corporations to just lawlessly take over. It's like when your employees think they're the boss and mutiny or something. That's what tyranny is. James O'Keefe, who heads up the Veritas Project, or Project Veritas, always flipping around backwards, Project Truth, is with us. And I want to play this final clip and get your take on it. This, again, is the Democrats masquerading as Obama enrollees, saying their goal is to turn the state into a Democratic stronghold, all the better to then milk it, of course. Here you go.
Now, their purpose, in simple terms, is to turn Texas blue.
So you're a grassroots organization dedicated to turning Texas blue.
Yes.
Turning Texas into a battleground state.
If we can change that, we can change the course of elections pretty drastically.
Now, battleground Texas has a long-term strategy. They're not just going to play until 2014 and go home.
This thing is a long-term process. I mean, this is years coming.
Yep, it's a military operation, and they are in charge, and they say on MSNBC, your kids belong to them. So this is how they build an empire. They don't build widgets or farms or jobs. They run your life, and they will run it. And they're the slave masters of old, reborn as the loving trendies. And the Republican Party is run by some of the same people, so they won't oppose it at the national level. James O'Keefe, any other points you want to make about what we're dealing with here? And I bet you're bracing for the repercussions. These folks never sit back when you expose what they do secretly.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out if it's Kathleen Sebelius who's involved in our website being forbidden 403, or if it's or if it's the NSA, but or if it's the traffic. But you know, in terms of repercussions, this is not my first rodeo, Alex. I've been subpoenaed half a dozen times. I've been sued. I've been incarcerated for a crime I didn't commit. And at this point in time, what we're looking for is a breakthrough into the mainstream media, and the way we think we can do that is by just continuing to release these tapes one by one, and I think we might actually get the attention of the White House on this one. I think if we keep releasing these navigators, and they launch, you know, criminal investigations into them, you know, this, you know, Texas is not as bad as New York or California in terms of the repercussions towards me, because Texas is a one-party consensus.
Sure,
state.
But what they do is they collapse California and New York and then send their vanguard as vampires to suck us dry, so we commend what you've done. They're going to flee the cities they already suck dry and the states they already suck dry. But, yes, we hope they don't try to set you up again. But, again, your book, we sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. It's breakthrough. It's a riveting story of all your exploits, but also a roadmap, a manifesto, a battle plan for other citizen journalists to absolutely, I mean, I tell my journalists, look at this. This is the model of investigative journalism. Go ahead, final comments.
Yeah, Alex, I think you're right. I think, you know, to be, as I said on last time I was on your show, you know, to be a journalist these days, you've got to go out into the wilderness. You have to be independent. You have to, you can't do it if you're part of the establishment. So I encourage others to do the same.
Well, God bless you. We want to get updates, obviously, this week and next week from you, James O'Keefe. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you so much.
All right, there goes James O'Keefe. And, of course, he heads up Project Veritas, and their site is down right now, probably because of mega traffic. But they have tried to block these videos before. Get them out to everybody. This is an info war.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All
all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.